Savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Kapirin Boshi's Kafaka area cuts off from other areas are following the collapse of the bridge. CMC and DMMU demolish wall fences are blocking water from flowing in Chongwe's Obama area. In African news, Uganda prison officer sacked for politicking on TikTok. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Kapirin Ponshi's Kafaka area has been cut off from other areas following the collapse of the bridge due to the heavy downpour experienced. The situation has now resulted in residents of Kafaka area from not accessing essential public services which are far away from the community. One of the affected residents, a pastor, Derek Zulu, has appealed to relevant authorities to urgently intervene as many different groups such as young ones, women and persons with disabilities are greatly affected. He added that the status quo is endangering the lives of the community as it is bordering on life and death.
Which separates the East Park and Kafaka area. Last season, we had an incident where a child was swept by the current, because that is the only crossing point people use, apart from the other points, crossing points. But when we come this side, near Vigeru, it is a bit fine because they can use that road that leads to Vigeru Trust School. But in these other points, there is no reliable crossing point for people to cross going either to Kafaka or from Kafaka to East Park. And remember, markets are only this side, coming to Ndeka and to town. We don't have reliable markets.
Chongwe Municipal Council CMC, in collaboration with the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has demolished sections of wall fences in Chongwe's Obama area that were obstructing the natural flow of water and contributing to persistent flooding. The operation was led by Director of Housing, Mr. Philemon Nyorenda, accompanied by the Director of Legal Services, Ms. Namakau Sumbwa, the Engineering Department team, and the DMMU officer. The intervention follows the reports of flooding caused by heavy rainfall. Investigations have revealed that some residential wall fences had been constructed across a natural drainage paths, preventing water from flowing freely and resulting in flooding of nearby homes. During the visit, affected residents were engaged and informed that the area naturally receives larger volumes of runoff water during every rainy season. The blocked drainage had led to repeated property damage and posed a serious risk to households. Three houses were identified as being affected, with one household assessed to be at high risk of future flooding if corrective measures were not taken. Following consultations involving the engineering team, the DMMU officer and the Ward Development Committee chairperson, it was resolved that the most immediate and effective solutions was the partial demolition of wall fences obstructing drainage channels. This action will restore the natural flow of water and reduce the risk of future flooding incidents. This is contained in a statement issued by the Chongwa Municipal Council Public Relations Unit. The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, has called on journalists to champion access to information for all citizens, emphasizing that it is a fundamental right, not just a privilege for journalists. Speaking at the close of a workshop for Central Province Barrister Journalists in Kabwe, Mr. Zambia Director Austin Kayanda stressed that access to information empowers the citizens and strengthens democracy. Mr. Kayanda highlighted that while ATI guidelines are out, the law is partially operational pending finalization of judicial roles. He further urged the journalists to familiarize themselves with the act and report ethically.
Access to information is not only for journalists. Access to information is for every Zambian. We all need information. We need to disseminate correct information. Now, as the journalistic ethics demands, but when you have a breaking story or anything else, you must have both sides of the story. Because until at the time when this access to information was enacted, we had serious problems in terms of accessing information from the government and government-aided institutions. You all know that government has got 80% of the information Zambians need, and that information is required either at an individual or institutional level.
Meanwhile, Kabwe Press Club President Helen Witi and Press Club Secretary General Chambonguni thanked MISA Zambia for the training, pledging to utilize the law to hold public officers accountable.
As the journalists from Kabwe and Central Province at large, we wish to express our gratitude. Indeed, it has been 3 days which has been packed with a lot of information. You coming to take us through the ATI has been a great thing for us that has really been quite informative. You know, many other times as journalists, we are busy trying to work on stories, we are in a rush, do stories and forget about reading. But we have learned quite a number of things, and we believe that after this workshop, we are ready to go out there and utilize the access to information law which has now been put in place.
Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit at DMMU National Coordinator Norman Chipakupaku says the Ministry of Finance released a 99 million kwacha at the beginning of the 2025 meant for the construction of drainages in Lusaka district. Mr. Chipakupaku said the construction and opening up of drainages in Lusaka district is part of the directive issued by President Haga in the Hijilema following the floods that were experienced last year. Speaking to journalists shortly after touring drainage construction works in Kalundu Road 55 and Kalusha Walia Road, Mr. Chipakupaku expressed happiness with the workmanship exhibited by the Zambia National Service ZNS. He expressed optimism that once our construction of the drainages is completed, flooding in Lusaka district will be a thing of the past. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twatotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta.